Well, and it's always great to have Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Good morning, Joe. Good Monday to you.
Good morning, everybody.
By now, you, like everyone in America and around the world, have seen the point of view video taken by the ICE agent who eventually ended up having to use lethal force against Renee Good. So one ICE agent says, get out of the car. That's the third time that ICE agent had instructed Renee Good to get out of the car. Then Renee Good, same-sex spouse, yells, drive, baby, drive. And that she did, drove right into an ICE agent's, and then shots fired. So, Joe, based on your legal analysis, is there even gray area here on this one?
No, none whatsoever. First of all, let's remember, this is a law enforcement action which is taking place in a public area where ICE has the absolute federal legal authority to operate. They were conducting ICE enforcement operations. That car had been following ICE all day, trying to interfere in the execution of their duties. This was not just some random car that showed up. Good, the driver, purposely got in the middle of the road and was blocking the street. And then she made the worst mistake possible. And people don't understand. You can have a deadly weapon and it isn't a gun. Under DC law and the law of all 50 states, anything can be a deadly weapon if it is utilized in an assaultive manner. For example, when I was U.S. attorney, we used to have charges like assault with a dangerous foot.